You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, Jay-Z. Get seen today and contact us at www.jzsocialenterprises.com. Today, the show is brought to you by AIMC Business Solutions. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I'm really excited to have such an awesome guest on the line, Evan Spencer, who is the founder of Totally Real Estate in Boston. Hi, Evan. How are you today?
Good morning, Jay-Z. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
Of course. I'm so excited to have you and learn all about your really awesome background. So first, tell us, you know, how you got involved in the real estate world.
Sure. So my background is I'm an attorney. I had my own real estate law firm, in which I also handled the criminal defense work and civil litigation. I had my office in Boston for 10 years. And when I got out of law school, it was during the refinance boom. So virtually every attorney was being asked by mortgage bankers and friends and family members who were refinancing their mortgages to do the legal work. So I ended up getting into real estate that way. And then I had my firm for 10 years. And then my stepmother, who was working for residential mortgage services, offered me a position to work with her and also my sister. And so I took that in 2012. And I've been originating mortgages ever since. And then in September, I decided to complete the circle of the real estate industry. And I got a real estate broker's license and opened up Totally Real Estate. And,
awesome.
That's where I'm at now.
Very cool. So, Evan, I'd love to know how you decided that you one day wanted to become a lawyer to begin with. So tell us that.
I was sort of born into it. My great-grandfather was an attorney and then became a judge and then ultimately the mayor of Taunton. And then my father is an attorney and was sort of grooming me from the day I could walk and talk.
A lot of attorneys surrounding you, yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of the family profession.
Yeah, but if it was something of interest, I mean, especially because you were surrounded by it, it must have become obviously something of interest over time, right?
Yes. At an early age, I was taught how to argue. And so when I got out of college and I was weighing my options, it was the decision that I made. And so for 10 years, I was a litigator and also practicing in real estate.
Tell us about your first transaction doing real estate.
To tell you the truth, there's been so many. I can't even remember the first one. I believe the first real estate transaction I ever worked on was a condo on Heath Street in Boston. It was an interesting situation because I was actually trying to talk my client out of buying the unit because I thought it was a big mistake. In the end, he ended up regretting buying it because the developer who he was the first in unit owner, and the developer ended up running out of money and unable to finish the other units, and so he ended up in an investment property, and he was the only owner occupied person in the whole building, so he had a terrible time of trying to resell it, but.
See, so this teaches everyone to trust their brokers. This is why you get one, right?
Yes. Well, that was when I had my law firm, and so I was acting as his attorney.
Got it.
And my stepmother was actually his mortgage loan officer, and she was agreeing, but he wanted it so badly that he ended up buying it, and then years later he ended up calling me up and telling me the horror story that had ensued after his purchase. I remember that closing because it was in August and it was just very, very hot out that day.
Sounds crazy, but at least, I mean, lesson learned, right? Everybody has lessons to learn when it comes to that, so.
Yeah, most people never have any issues, but every once in a while there are issues. And all I would say is if everybody's telling you it's not a very good buy, and they're professionals. I think you should heed their warning and stay away from the property.
Exactly. Because you do it for, I mean, you do it every day. So you would know it best than anyone, you know? Makes total sense.
Yep.
So I definitely want to talk more about Totally Real Estate. So this is a new, obviously newer launch for you, right? When did you officially launch the business?
Yes. So in September of 2015, I opened up this brokerage. The reason is that the real estate market as it is today and going forward is mostly a purchase market. And I feel that my background and knowledge and experience would come handiness to the clients. And it just working as a mortgage loan officer, it was sort of a difficult situation because it was all purchase market and the realtors are the ones who determine, you know, who gets the work. And so instead of going to all these realtors and begging for business, I said, geez, I can generate my own business. And
why not, right?
I had a terrible incident with a realtor that he was working with, and the realtor was not really working for him, but was working for himself, and they had conflicting interests. And he turned to me and said, well, I wish you could just help me find a place. And I said, well, geez, I can just apply for the license. Why don't I do that? And
right. It's that easy.
That's how I ended up doing it.
Right. That's so funny. So, you know, just out of curiosity, because people are always looking to buy, when is the best ideal time to purchase a house? Is there a time of year that you recommend?
No particular time. I think the best time to buy is when you're ready. You know, a lot of people, they wait until the spring because that's when most of the properties come on, and then through the summer. But you have a lot of competition at that time. And again, I just think the best time of the year to buy is when you're ready, because no matter what the climate is, you'll find a place. You know, a lot of people say, oh, it's a seller's market or buyer's market. It's really always a buyer's market because you're not pressured to buy at any particular time. But when you're selling, you really need to sell. And
within a short span of time, right? That's kind of their
goal. I mean, yeah. You know, some people go on the market for sale and they don't really feel pressure to sell, and they can wait out any type of market, and that's to be in a good position. But typically when you put your house on the market to sell it, mentally you want to move out and move on to the next place.
Right.
And so that's why I always think it's a buyer's market.
Makes sense.
But people will disagree with me.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the day, everybody always has their own opinions of different things. But where are you based out of? Where is Totally Real Estate located?
So I'm out of Boston. Most of my experience is in the greater Boston area. Though I have been in real estate for 13 years, so I'm finding a lot of former clients that had bought condos earlier on in their lives in the Boston area now have families with kids, and they're all moving out to the burbs. So I've found since I got my license, I've been driving all over eastern Massachusetts, and I've put quite a few miles on my car in the last 4 months.
You get a lot of scenery, right? A lot of nice scenery.
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, it's been a mild winter, so I haven't had to deal with much snow or ice, and so it's been nice because people have really kept their search up for properties from the fall going all the way through the winter.
Right, absolutely. Where do you see the market going over the next, year?
My opinion is that we'll probably see a little bit of an increase in the spring, but I don't think it's going to be as great of an increase as last year or the year before. And as the Fed has promised that interest rates will go up, I think that you're going to have a leveling off of the prices and maybe even a small dip going into the end of 2016.
Right. That's interesting. Why do you think that?
Well, as rates are going up, people can afford less, per month for their payments.
True.
So if people's ability to pay for the properties goes down, I would assume that the properties would have to go down in price as the demand for lower priced houses would evolve.
Right. Is there a hot market right now, like a specific area that is pretty popular to move to?
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty much the traditional areas like around here, Cambridge, Brookline, Newton, Wellesley. There's just very low inventory in those places, and it's a very competitive market. Even in the Boston area, markets like South Boston, the Back Bay have been very hot, and even Dorchester is starting to heat up. A lot of investors are going into East Boston and Chelsea and Revere. This whole area is doing very well for real estate.
Right. I was even going to say, I mean, because I live in Everett, but Everett is totally changing too.
Yeah, the Everett, Malden, Medford area has been doing very well. Traditionally, the North Shore has been a little more desired than the South Shore, and that the prices are definitely reflecting that right now.
Yeah, for sure. So let's get to know Evan a little bit more, like on a personal level. So, where are you from originally?
For the first 14 years of my life, I grew up in Cohasset, and then when I was a freshman in high school, my family moved to Brookline. And so I went to Brookline High and graduated from Brookline High. And then upon graduation, I went down to New Orleans and studied at Tulane University
Awesome.
and got my bachelor's in philosophy down there, and came back up here to Boston and started my professional career.
Very cool. Did you do the Mardi Gras? What's the thing that they do in Tulane in New Orleans every year?
Yeah, well, there's the Mardi Gras, and then there's also the Jazz Fest.
Yeah, how was that? Like living there? It must have been
Oh,
crazy.
yeah, it was a lot of fun. If you ever get a chance to get down there, it's a great place. Everybody's very friendly, and it's just a lot of fun. No matter what time of the year you go down there, there's something
That's awesome.
happening.
Very
Yeah.
cool. And what do you do for fun? Like, what teams are you into? Where do you travel?
Sure, I follow the Red Sox, the Patriots, and Boston University hockey. I've got a 3.5-year-old daughter right now, so basically
Aw.
all my free time is spent entertaining her. So that's my life has been sort of on in a new chapter, and now that she's a lot more active, I've got play dates and all sorts of extracurricular activities that she's involved in. So
That's awesome.
I
That's such
feel
a good
like
age. I feel like three, they're so cute then, you know?
yes, I feel like her own personal Uber driver. That's all I'm doing is driving her all over the place.
That's awesome. That's so cute. Well, Evan, it's been so cool to have you on today. Thank you so much for coming on.
I appreciate it.
Of course, tell everybody how they can follow you on social media or get in touch with you.
Sure. You can get in touch with me at evanwspencer@gmail.com. My website is www.evanwspencer.com. Or you can look me up on Facebook at Evan Spencer Totally Real Estate.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Evan. It was such a pleasure to have you, and I'm sure you inspired many listeners who are very into the real estate world. And thank you, everyone, for tuning into The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises, and stay tuned till next time. Today, this show is brought to you by themassholemommy.com and connectpay.com. Don't forget, The Social Scene is where you can get seen today by thousands between blogger placements, special events, radio features, magazine features, and more. Contact us today at jzsocialenterprises@gmail.com.